Tom.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. We, of course, invite you to take control, hence the name Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about anything that you like, and we do it live 7 nights a week here. 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time is our live hours. Of course, you can join us online anytime you like at freetalklive.com. The front page feature, the main feature of the website, allows you to actually control the content of the site. So you find something online that you think's interesting, you can submit it right there to freetalklive.com. It will appear on the site and then be subject to your votes. You can vote something up if you like it and vote it down if you don't. Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. With you in studio, it's Ian here.
And Derek J.
And Allie.
All right, so we will continue here. Don't forget, you can go and get more of Allie over at alpshow.com. And
that's
Derek
right.
J., you can get more of him at peacenewsnow.com.
Woohoo!
Let's go back to Crichton. He is listening in Louisville. And Crichton, you're back on Free Talk Live. We didn't really have much time for you to get your thoughts out there a few moments ago, so go ahead now.
Well, regarding Bitcoin and what not to do, I was original one of these early adopters in Bitcoin. I was in very deep, very early.
Wow.
And you got a lot of money,
I called it about 6 months ago and told you a story about how I lost a life-changing number of Bitcoins.
Oh, that's right. Recap that for me, though.
Well, the short version of that is that I basically gambled them. I was betting against the market, and I lost, big. But I didn't lose everything. I still had about 30 bitcoins left, and okay. I wanted to have them in different places. And at the time, I was between computers. I didn't have a computer client running, so the 30 that I had remaining were on my phone. So I put 20 of them in an online account. It happened to be Silk Road.
Oh, God. Oh,
so
no.
And the final 10
oh, my
or
gosh.
So were on my Android phone, and that's where I've left them, right? Well, about a month ago or 2 months ago now, I upgraded my Android phone's application to Mycelium due to a Android bug for Bitcoin, and they fixed it and upgraded. Well, I didn't back up my phone after I did that, and I gave my phone to my toddler in airplane mode.
You're hurting Ian right now, caller.
It's horrible. It's horrible. I can relate. I had something like this happen to me. Roger, the Bitcoin Jesus Veer, came to town a couple years ago after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and this was back when they were $2 a piece or something like that, or $6 max. They weren't very much at all. And he was giving out Bitcoin like to anybody that would listen to him. He would, he would get to the app on your phone, get to the blockchain app, and he had a bunch of Bitcoin, and he would scan your QR code, and boom, you'd have 10 Bitcoin right there for free. But it was like $50 for him, and he's got a bunch of Bitcoin, so that's no big deal for him. Now, of course, all that's worth quite a bit. If you had 10 Bitcoin today, you'd have $2,000. And I had a similar situation where I'm one of these, phone geeks, so I like to root my phone. And when you root your phone, you can put on different operating systems on there. And so without thinking enough, I went ahead and put a new operating system on my phone and blew out my blockchain.
Wait a minute. No, you're using the blockchain. If you're using the blockchain app, it syncs so that when you lose your phone, you've still got it on the computer.
That's what I thought, but I don't know.
Lost my phone, and I didn't lose my Bitcoins.
This is not what happened here. I had the Bitcoins, but then I had it in airplane mode. I was letting my toddler play with the phone because it had the lock screen, right? What I did not know is that there's a maximum.
Huh?
If you get to the maximum number of attempts in a row that are wrong.
Yeah.
Android has it buried in the operating system that if you make a mistake too many times, it locks the phone up and requires you to log into your Gmail account through the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it in airplane mode, and I could not get it off. The Bitcoins were still in the phone. It took me 3 weeks of trying to hack into the phone through the USB port to actually unlock the phone and accomplish this goal.
Wow.
I had to convince it that the USB port was a modem. And that is not easy.
So you weren't able to retrieve your blockchain apps stuff.
I was able to get back in the phone. I'm talking on it now, but I would warn anyone, unless you happen to be an Android hacker, that don't leave everything you got on a phone and give it to your toddler. That's really bad plan.
Wow, man. Thanks for sharing that tonight. I appreciate the call, Crichton. 855-450-FREE. You know, Derek J., I agree with you. You're right. If you have a blockchain.info account and you lose your phone, you can still have those the Bitcoins are still there. If you've got the login info, you can still get in there.
Yeah.
And I've done that, too. So that's why I'm misremembering something. Maybe it was a different
wallet.
Well,
you don't always sync your phone with your online wallet account. Sometimes you can just create a new wallet right on your
phone.
And if that's not synced with anything and you lose that phone, those Bitcoins are gone.
Maybe that's what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was years ago. I wouldn't make that same mistake a second time. I can tell you that.
Certainly not.
Very cautious the next time.
Being gone, the equivalent, if you're imagining them being like cash, it's like completely just ripping them up and, just wealth destroyed.
Burned.
Or what?
They cannot be
got. Get them back.
So no one gets the Bitcoins.
That's
if I don't have my
They're
Bitcoins, no one's got them. Okay.
Yep, exactly. So if you send the Bitcoins to the wrong address, there's no getting them back either. And I don't know if I think you can just send it to a non-existing address as well, like somebody else's address that, or an address that doesn't even that no one even has yet. You could, in theory, send Bitcoins there too, and then you would never get them back. But somebody might randomly generate a wallet and possibly come across.
It's about as likely as plucking a particular atom out of the universe. But yeah.
A pizza guy is on the line in Fargo. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, pizza guy.
I would like to blow your mind.
Ooh, okay. Normally I have to pay for that, but go ahead.
You can't only ever be wearing underwear, because when you're wearing what's typically an undergarment, there's nothing on underneath of it.
Touche.
Yes.
Wow.
Huh. I don't wear underwear, though. What about you?
What if you're wearing...
Of course I wear underwear. I wear sexy underwear. Thanks for asking.
What if you're wearing two pairs of underwear?
Well, then only one of... Underwear.
Then I'm only wearing underwear, yet I have underwear under my underwear.
One of them is the underwear, because to be underwear, you have to be wearing it under something. I'm categorizing. Anyway, I don't know what I want to talk about.
Thank goodness.
About the Free State Project and people complaining about the cold, and I just kind of wanted to share my experience. I'm from Fargo, North Dakota, where it's actually colder than New Hampshire, so I can't wait to move out sunny and warm New Hampshire.
Dude, it was like summertime today in New Hampshire.
Nice.
It was incredible. I mean, even though it was raining out, it was the warmest day in the last several few weeks, at least, here. It was amazing. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, what I wanted to share is that, you know, my wife is from Japan, and it's almost semi-tropical there. It's much warmer. It doesn't really get below freezing in winter. And one of the things that she loves about it here is that there's no bugs, because they all die off in the winter. She don't have giant cockroaches and giant spiders and all those awful bugs. And it's awful. And there's nothing like that here.
I know. I can't tell you how much my quality of life has gone up, considering there are no cockroaches here. That was, like, a constant concern growing up, is that there might be cockroaches, like, on me, and I don't know that they're there. I've seen them on people who didn't know they were there. They're disgusting.
They are gross. Cockroaches are definitely gross. I had plenty of them. Palmetto bugs as well as what we had in Florida.
Did you guys grow up in a third world? What is this?
Yes, basically. It's
God.
That if you live in the South.
Cockroaches, alligators, oh my. Pizza Guy, are you asking if we have bugs in New Hampshire?
No, I'm saying that you don't. I'm sure you
don't. Well, we do, actually. There are mosquitoes. There are mosquitoes in New Hampshire.
Yeah, mosquitoes ain't no thing. I'm not afraid of the mosquitoes.
And there's spray that makes them go away that's pretty effective spray at that. So I don't know if people can really complain about those.
Let's see. There's ants. There's ants up here, but I've never seen fire ants in New Hampshire. I've seen these big old black ants. I don't know if they're called carpenter ants or what their name is, but they're or whatever they are. But they're just these humongous black ants that just kind of walk around and don't do anything to you. They like I used to be concerned about them, but now I just don't really care. Like every spring when it gets warm enough, eventually I will see these ants in my kitchen, and I think they're just after water or something like that. That's what they're attracted to. And if it's just one of them every now and then, I don't even bother with putting out traps or bait or anything. Like, oh, there's one of those big old ants. No big deal. They don't bite, so I don't care.
No, they're not scary.
Yeah. But, like, small bugs like spiders I care about.
Oh, and, hey, Pizza Guy, hang on. We're right in the middle of our break. Stand by. More coming up in moments.
Payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you, too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-394-5392. That's 800-394-5392. Again, call 800-394-5392. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-394-5392 and get your money when you need it.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. All you have to do is dial in toll free at 855-453. That number is brought to you by ProXPN, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you find on the site. They are completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got listening options, live streams. We've got three different size bit rates. There's broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in. We also have over 125 radio stations coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. You can get tuned into those and get a full list of them over at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got satellite listening options, including the free-to-air satellite channel, meaning that you buy the equipment, and then it's free to listen to for as long as the equipment will last, which should be a long time. So you can go and learn more about that at listen.freetalklive.com, as well as our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Once again, listen.freetalklive.com. The reason why the three of us are sitting in the room together tonight, the reason why we know each other in the first place, is the Free State Project. And I'm so so grateful to have had the opportunity to get to know both of you. And
thank you.
Likewise,
it's been fun, and it continues to be fun as more and more activists who love liberty, as we do, are moving to New Hampshire and getting active so we can achieve some semblance of liberty in our lifetime. And boy, what a fun day today we had at Keenvention. Derek J. and I were there, and there were a number of people who are Free State Project participants who have not yet made the move. And this is one of the things I wanted to do with Keenvention, was create an activist-focused conference. And I was hoping that people from outside of New Hampshire would be attracted to this, and turns out they were. So we had people, there was one guy there from Canada, there was another couple guys there from Virginia.
One from Wisconsin.
I didn't meet the Wisconsin guy, or at least I didn't find out who that was. But people coming from all over, Ohio, just a great conference where these are people who have already joined the Free State Project. There are some people who are still considering joining, and it was wonderful, and it's continuing on. We'll tell you more about Keenvention in a little bit, but if you want to join with the most effective, the most successful liberty movement out there, that's the Free State Project. If you are ready to actually do something to achieve liberty in your lifetime, make plans to get to New Hampshire and come sooner rather than later. The idea of the Free State Project is that the Free State Project will reach 20,000 signers, 20,000 people who've pledged to make the move to New Hampshire and get active. We are now over 15,000 signers, so 75% of the way to the goal. And the idea was that once 20,000 is reached, there will be a 5-year window of time in which all 20,000 have to move. Well, the good news is, some of us, we didn't want to wait, so we just moved anyway. I moved 7 years ago. Derek J., you moved, what was it, 2011?
Yep.
And then Allie, also 2011?
That's right.
Yeah, so, this has been an amazing experience getting together with what are now about 1,500 Free Staters who are here in New Hampshire. So we got about 10% of the total membership at this point that have already made the move, and we've made just amazing strides, and there's all kinds of fun activism and exciting and news-making stuff that's been going on here. If you don't have an exciting, growing, fun activism scene in your area, you really need to consider getting out of where you live and moving to New Hampshire. Go to freestateproject.org, learn more about that. We go back to the pizza guy. He was actually just talking about New Hampshire weather compared to Fargo, where it's brittle cold, and he says it's warmer in New Hampshire than it is in Fargo. Of course, the biggest objection to New Hampshire is it's cold. So, pizza guy, go ahead and continue with your thoughts.
I mean, my wife, who's from Japan, a warmer place, she was a little hesitant about moving to Fargo, where I am, because of the cold. But she'll never live anywhere else again because there are no cockroaches and because the culture is so different. And I believe the culture in Fargo, just like the culture in Canada and the culture in New Hampshire, all have kind of a similar hardiness, because you got to be a bad mofo in order to survive these winters. And I see it every spring and summer. We get these dregs who come up from the southern states, you go, oh, I heard there's jobs up here. And they come and they work jobs, and you get the people standing by the side of the road, you know, give me some money, please. I'm standing out here. But once it gets to be 10 or 20 below, naturally, they're all gone. And the only people working are people who are hard workers who give good customer service and do a good quality work.
Yeah.
And I imagine it's the same thing up in New Hampshire, too. And so, you know,
the cold does have a purifying effect.
Does. And I would say that it's a plus, not a negative. I think anybody who's living in one of those cold, warmer climates, you think, oh, gosh, I sure do love the weather. You know, I just want you to consider that culture is a really big factor. And I think you might like it up north If you're an honest, hardworking individual, I think you'll find more honest, hardworking people. And this has nothing to do with politics. If you live in the South where it's nice and warm, like everybody wants to be where the nice weather is, and when you get everybody there, everyone's common and they're.
Well, it's so true.
It's weird to try to kind of judge, like, how would living in a cold place shape the culture there, right? And so to live in a really cold place, like you said, you either need to be really hardy and self-sufficient, able to know how to, like, save wood to mm-hmm. burn in the winter, or at least, or you have to have enough money to try to, keep yourself warm in the winter and just, you know, basically have people to shovel the snow out of the way. Or you just really need to have, like, be very low maintenance and not need to be warm at all and just be able to survive in the cold.
Well, I agree completely, Pizza Guy. I think that the fact that it's cold in New Hampshire is a good thing because it keeps away the sunshine activists, the people who, you know, these fair weather activists who, it's too cold for you to move. Well, what value would you really add to the movement anyway? If you're not willing to come up and, you know, face down the weather, how are you going to face down the state exactly? So right. It really, I think it's a filtering mechanism to get the best of the best activists, the most dedicated. You have to be the most dedicated type of person to be willing to come to a cold place like this. And similarly, you also have to be a very dedicated kind of lover of the state in order to live here and be part of the state in New Hampshire. And eventually, I think that what's going to happen is that as more liberty activists move to New Hampshire and become more and more active, because right now we're only, like I said, at about 10% of the eventual goal, or actually less than 10% of the eventual goal, as more come, they're already saying right now that we're the single greatest threat to the state. That's according to one state representative earlier this year. What's she going to say when there's 2,000, 5,000, 7,000, 10,000 liberty activists in this area? How many of those state worshipping people, those government people, are going to look at their lives after 5-10 more years of Free State Project activity here in New Hampshire, and they're going to say, you know, Betty, I think that we should move to Florida now. You know, there's a lot of other places we could go. Why are we sticking it out here again? I mean, the paychecks aren't that great working for bureaucracy here in New Hampshire. We could go down to Virginia and work at the school system there or work for the government. There's all kinds of government jobs everywhere else. Why are we still here dealing with these free staters? They're going to want to leave, I think.
Of course, people respond to incentives, and bureaucrats are no exception.
And the cold is a big incentive to leave New Hampshire, especially if you're a government worker. At least that's my plan. I hope that's the way it pans out. Thanks, Pizza Guy. I appreciate your call tonight. 855-450-FREE. We're going to come back to the crack-smoking mayor,
yes,
if we get a chance, because we never actually got to the audio of him or who is believed to be him calling a radio show defending himself, but not admitting who he really is. Sounds confusing? I'll explain better coming up. Free Talk Live.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won a Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you, of course, are invited to take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that number brought to you by ProXPN. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Allie.
We will continue, and we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. But just to bring you back up to speed, in case you're just tuning into the program, earlier tonight in the first hour, we talked about Rob Ford. Now, you probably don't know Rob Ford if you don't live in Toronto, Canada, because he's just the mayor of one of the many cities of the world. And in this case, he's a special mayor because he got caught smoking what is apparently crack cocaine. Now, there's no way to prove that the substance that he has in a glass pipe in the video that has surfaced, not publicly yet, but it has surfaced in enough ways to where it's pretty much clear that the mayor of Toronto is smoking something out of a glass pipe. So we don't know for sure if it's crack cocaine, but the man who was originally purporting to sell the video was claiming that it was crack cocaine. By all indicators, it probably is crack cocaine. And now the police department in Toronto has verified this video. They have come across it in an investigation. They've also been following this man, this mayor, and they've been finding that he's been doing suspicious dealings behind schools and alleyways and other, you know, unusual locations for a mayor to find himself at, midnight. So we've been kind of following this case, and now the newest twist in the case is that there's a talk radio show on AM 640 in Toronto, the Bill Carroll Show, where a man called in calling himself Ian into the Bill Carroll Show, and Bill Carroll and his co-host believe, they say earlier in this clip, that it's 95% they believe that the man on the phone who's defending Rob Ford is actually, in point of fact, Rob Ford. And they point out reasons why. And we're about a minute into this clip. They actually haven't started playing the clip of Rob Ford or the man calling himself Ian. In a moment, they're going to do that. But what they start out with is by talking about how, you know, they've interviewed this guy a million times over the years. They know exactly what he sounds like. And they are almost dead certain that this is Rob Ford calling to defend himself.
Maybe Rob Ford just likes to refer to himself in the third person.
Well, or maybe he was drunk and picked up his phone and called in when he heard these guys talking. Because when you hear him on this call, it sounds like he's inebriated. Mm. And we know Rob Ford also has a drinking problem, although he claims he doesn't have a drinking problem. But the police, when they were investigating him, went through his garbage and found empty bottles of vodka. So, you know, maybe someone else is drinking those bottles of vodka in his home. Maybe his dog is drinking the vodka. So let me get to the audio here from the Bill Carroll Show in Toronto, Canada.
John Cook.
John Cook, yep. That they said it looked like the mayor was looking right into the camera. So, you know, that I haven't seen. I got to take their word for it. But maybe we'll go back and ask them again. But the police chief said it's pretty much as described earlier. So, well, that would be easy to tell just looking into the video. But it's more than that. It's more than that. It's not just when he said there's no video. We all took that to mean there's no way he was smoking anything out of a glass pipe with a bunch of guys. Right? We all understood that's the real message was that didn't happen. So there can't be a tape. So,
nope. Not sure why that just stopped. We'll bring it back to
the
to
mayor.
You.
His defense is going to be, I was videotaped and I didn't know it, and I wasn't smoking crack cocaine. That's where he's going with this.
Let's have a little listen.
Also, just one more thing. He starts talking about unions. You hear when he talks about unions, very typical Rob Ford kind of rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't fire someone for having a problem. So he might be planning to come forward saying, I wasn't lying, I didn't know I was being videotaped, and I have a problem. That's what I would take from this caller if it is the mayor of Toronto. Now, if it's the mayor of Toronto, hey, we got the coup, right? Everybody in the media is trying to get him to talk. I don't know how we're going to be able to prove this. You're just going to have to go on your own instincts. But let's listen and think about it now, knowing that it might be the mayor. You tell me.
All right, let's analyze it all for ourselves. Here's a Ian from Etobicoke moments ago with
making us. Making air quotes, I see.
Yes. And we started off by asking him if the mayor has anything to answer for.
No, I don't think he has to answer to anything. He has personal problems. And by the way, if you think you can fire somebody because they have a personal problem with something like the substance abuse in a union or with a labor, you can't.
Yeah. No, but
you know what?
But the mayor's not in a union. Here's the thing: nobody. Nobody's accused the mayor of breaking the law on this show or this station.
Wait a minute. Breaking the law? Okay.
Nobody accused him of that.
First of all, I did. He says, I did, and then he goes on to say something else. Now, he could have been, you know, maybe he's not really Rob Ford, but kind of strange that he would say, I did, and then went on with something else. Anyway, that's a possible hint that it might actually be Rob Ford pretending to be someone else. There's more, though.
Let me get another one across to you. How do you know when you're being videotaped? Do you know? Sorry, what was your name?
This is Bill. Is this Rob Ford?
Bill.
Hold on, I'm serious. Hold on a second.
Last week.
Who am I talking to right now?
That's Ian.
How many times have you been videoed in the last week?
The times that I've looked into the camera, once.
Oh, yeah, you looked at the camera once. How do you know what you do exactly? There's cameras everywhere. Okay, so you're telling me that he goes around it and videotapes himself smoking crack. Get
Rob,
right. Smart
Mayor
enough.
Ford, Mayor Ford, I know your voice. This is you, isn't it, Mayor
That's
Ford?
Intense.
And away he went. He dropped the line there.
Wow. So, yeah, right when the talk show host who knows this guy, has interviewed him multiple times, calls him out and says, I know this is you, the dude hangs up the phone.
That takes some guts on that that host's part. Yeah. I mean, he's putting a lot on the line. Presumably, he's in Canada. And mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
It could be embarrassing for him if he's wrong. This guy's like, you think I'm Tom Ford? You know, and then could eventually somehow prove he's not, or the guy changes his mind and says, no, I just thought you sounded a lot like the guy.
He really sounds sort of angry, like he's been, like, are you trying to dupe me? Like, he's a friend
sounds
of his.
Defensive.
Like, what are you trying to pull one over on me?
Right.
I know your voice.
Oh, right.
So it sounds like Rob Ford got drunk, was listening to people talking about him on the radio show, and figured he would call in to talk about himself as though he wasn't the person calling the show.
Did you notice his voice changed also?
That's what they acknowledged.
Well, okay, yeah. So yeah, they say that, but the difference in his voice, I mean, it's a strong difference. It's not like a subtle, like, oh, I was holding my nose while I was talking, but it was like, it's a strong inflection, different voice.
Looking at the comments, because the Bill Carroll Show here has a SoundCloud profile, and one of the coolest features and very unutilized features of Free Talk Live SoundCloud, I guess you have to have, like, thousands and thousands of plays to really get people to use this, but you can actually leave comments in the middle of the audio, which is a really cool thing.
Yeah.
So you can go and kind of hover over people and see what they say. One guy says 100% Rob Ford, the most hilarious person. Another guy, or lady says, Catherine says, I listened to the call live. Then again, when they replayed it, for sure it was Rob Ford.
Wow.
And then another guy says, Rob Ford is a tool. Never has worked a real day in his life.
I want to hear some audio of this guy, like, giving a general speech. Yeah. Like, oh, the unions, comparison. We need more money, blah, blah, blah. Vote for me.
Yeah, maybe we'll be able to pull some of that up here.
I would love to hear that.
Curiosity. But, I mean, I take these guys' word for it. I mean, these guys are professional radio talk show hosts. When you know somebody's voice, you know it. Like, I remember there was a caller who used to call in all the time. Her name was Paula.
Yeah.
She would call Free Talk Live. She was this crazy old kook lady who subscribed to this fax machine service where they would fax her all kinds of paranoid conspiracy claptrap, and she'd call a show about, you know, all these paranoid conspiracy theories. And one day, someone claiming to be Ginger calls into the show, and she had the exact same voice as Paula. And, of course, I called her out, and I said, is this Paula? And Ginger continued to deny that it was
Did she use a different voice, or she had the same one?
It was her same exact voice.
And did she think she was just that good? I mean, everyone has a voice signature. Yeah. Oh, he won't notice. My voice is a dime a dozen.
Now, there have been times when I have heard someone's voice, and I've been wrong. I thought, oh, well, that's so-and-so, and I've been wrong about that.
Well, yeah, and then there's Mel Blanc, people who do voice impersonations, but
these, the voices that I mean, this guy's done tons of interviews with Rob Ford. Let's see if we can pull up some audio of the actual Rob Ford here in a moment. And again, this man is accused of smoking crack. Should he be allowed to smoke crack? Yeah, he should. But if you're going to be a hypocritical politician who's going to advocate drug prohibition and then smoke crack, you deserve all the publicity you can get. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Listener Ashley's day went like this. Drove the kids to school in the Mercedes SUV she got from PaidAtHome.com, met a new client for breakfast, worked a couple of hours from her laptop at Starbucks, and called it a day. From the new Mercedes PaidAtHome.com gave her to the thousands she banks each month, Ashley's new home business has made this the best time of her life. Are you ready for the best time of your life? Visit PaidAtHome.com. PaidAtHome.com. Results not average. See website for cars and results you can expect.
This is an emergency essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels were only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This is Free Talk Live. 5-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we have enough time for your call and thoughts, especially if you live in Toronto, Canada, and you have any opinions about Rob Ford, the allegedly crack-smoking mayor of the city, who is a controversial character, as many politicians are in big cities. But I hadn't heard of Rob Ford before the whole crack-smoking incident, and now he is back in the news as a local police chief there in Toronto has determined that, yes, indeed, Rob Ford was in a video appearing to smoke crack cocaine. Rob Ford has denied that he has been in that video. He's not giving media interviews. But then all of a sudden, a man calling himself Ian showed up on the Bill Carroll show on AM 640 in Toronto and claimed to be, again, just a guy named Ian calling in to defend Rob Ford. But when the talk show hosts called him out and said, "Is this Mayor Ford?" because he believed to 95% accuracy that he was actually listening to the voice of Rob Ford instead of, you know, this random caller, the man on the phone got defensive and hung up the phone.
Yeah, that seemed really suspicious. Defensive and sketchy that he hung up. And we're trying to listen to see if we could match the voices, but with people with accents that are not your own, it's very, everyone with that accent sounds sort of the same to you, right? So I would trust what the people in Toronto who run the radio station there had to say more than my own ears.
I do have a clip of Rob Ford from YouTube here, the video Watch Rob Ford and Karen Stintz's Toronto Council Showdown, just to give you a clip of what his voice sounds like here, but it's going to be hard to say whether or not this is the same guy, because you're dealing with two different microphones. One is this Rob Ford on a telephone, and the other is him standing up in some sort of city council meeting. So I'll just give you a little clip of what his voice sounds like in this context.
I'm answering the question how this report started. You said we have to get a report going. I said, we'll get the report, and I will guarantee we're going to build subways if you make me chair of the TTC. You obviously... You didn't obviously tell me the truth.
So there's a little bit of Rob Ford, and then just to play back some of...
abuse in a union or with a labor... You can't.
No, but
you know what?
But the mayor's not in a union. Here's the thing. Nobody...
Wait a minute. You got city council, nobody's a union in there?
nobody's accused the mayor of breaking the law.
Yeah, he really sounds like the same guy. He's got the same mannerisms about cutting other people off and stuff. So I think it's the same guy.
The analysis of the pros here, Bill Carroll says, you know, this is him. And if you were the caller here, if you were the guy calling to defend Rob Ford, let's presume it's a different individual, Ian, who's called into the show. If you were this person and somebody says, is that you, Mr. Ford? Why would you hang up the phone at that point?
Yeah.
I mean, you
Why not just be like, no. I'm Ian.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, here I am.
Here's my Facebook profile or whatever. I mean, I'm me. But no, instead, he hangs up the phone. And to me, that's the most suspicious part of the whole thing, besides the fact that these, you know, talk radio pros are saying, yeah, it's him.
I mean, how do you clean up after this? He's made a big mess for himself.
Marion Barry came back from it, didn't he?
I don't know who that is.
He's the old Washington, D.C. mayor
who smoked crack. Right. Well, okay, so you can clean up after this, but, I mean, after smoking crack, maybe people will forgive you because, you know, who doesn't enjoy having a good time? Maybe not with crack, but you can understand, you know, people have their problems. But to lie about it, to impersonate some other character to try and raise your level of credibility. I mean, wow.
Tom
now
Ford,
it's really backfired.
He's definitely a PR nightmare. I would not want to have to cover for that guy.
Yikes. There's actually a story that's related to Rob Ford from nationaljournal.com. The headline, Canada is still two decades behind the U.S. on video of mayor smoking crack. So they talk about this recent development here. Ford has long been adamant that such a video doesn't exist. But of course, now we know that the police have reported that it actually did or does exist. The mayor has so far refused to answer questions about the police apparently possessing the video, instead yelling at a photographer at his home on Thursday morning to get off my property, partner.
No. We need some lie lessons for Tom Ford. Tom Ford, right?
Rob,
whatever. Ford. Okay, yeah, so he needs some lying lessons. First, you casually and calmly deny and address the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes away. Then it disappears.
He hasn't addressed it at all. In fact, he used to have a radio show, I think on the very same radio station, or at least one of the major talk stations in Toronto. He used to do a show, and as soon as this scandal hit, he went off the air. He decided he was not going to be doing his show.
He's like a pro at throwing up red flags.
Here's the thing, guys. Like, don't you feel like when someone accuses you of something that you didn't do, that's, like, for me, I feel like when I'm accused of something, even if I know I didn't do it, I still feel like, oh, my God, they think I did something.
Yeah.
And then I'm worried that I'm going to seem like a guilty person, which of course leads me to seeming like the most guilty person.
Well, no. Or it makes you like overcompensate try and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah. There's no way it could have been me because I was over here at the time, and it's not possible.
He didn't put up an inkling of that.
No, he has no alibi. I mean, the police now have video footage and photos of him doing what appear to be drug deals behind schools and at soccer games and you know, in alleyways.
I just feel
it's not looking good.
I just feel like people act weird. Oh my gosh, this episode sounds like I'm defending him hardcore. Maybe I should be his PR person. You guys know when you're accused of something you haven't done, you can act a little bit guilty, but
I'm giving him tips.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he needs some. This guy's in trouble.
I know, we could toss him a bone, right?
The video actually hasn't been released yet. It could wind up being totally engrossing, but Marion Barry had one of the best mayor smoking crack videos of all time. Yes, even in terrible scandal, Canada is still decades behind the USA. A refresher for those of you who need it, in January of 1990, an FBI sting operation busted D.C. Mayor Marion Barry smoking crack cocaine. The 83-minute video, which was watched by jurors in Barry's trial on drug possession charges, features a furious mayor yelling about the woman that he was with. Bitch, set me up, he infamously complained. Some of that footage is available, but for reasons that remain unclear, it's only available in French. He's going on here. Barry, who had been mayor since 1979, was convicted and served 6 months in prison. But here's where Canada could learn a lesson. America doesn't back down and apologize. After finishing his sentence, Barry won election to the city council with 91% of the vote. He served on the council until, amazingly, returning to his prior perch as mayor from 1995 until 1999.
Wow.
Barry remains in D.C. government as a member of the city council today, where he has amassed new lowlights, such as saying that Asian American businesses are those dirty shops and ought to go. Those are quotes from Marion Barry. For his part, he told the Washington City paper in May that his case isn't like Ford's. Quote, unless he was entrapped by the government, it's not similar, he said. So while the Rob Ford news is reasonably astonishing, although maybe not as much as it would have been before all the rumors, it definitely isn't unprecedented, even on crack-smoking mayors, etc., etc. So I think it's interesting that, you know, Marion Barry got caught smoking crack, and he ended up getting his job back a few years later.
Americans are a little different.
We're a little special here. I don't know. You don't think the Torontonians would re-elect Rob Ford?
I don't know how they elected him in the first place. Have you seen
he's
that
bumbling
idiot?
I know. That's pretty crazy.
I mean, he's calling his fellow government employees, co-workers, liars, saying they set him up. And, this throwing his politician friends under the bus.
I think that people, like, so when you're applying to colleges, if you, sounds off topic, but it's totally on topic, if you got all A's the entire time you're in school, not as good as if you were, you had like that one year where you're failing, oh, maybe your parents got divorced or something sad happened to you, you're failing, but then you made a comeback. You came back, you started making B's, and then you made A's again, and you made the honors list your senior year. That looks better to people. That's what I understand. And it just makes sense. That's how people act. They'd rather see someone fail and come back than just someone who's always been great, because they can relate to that.
Even a misogynistic, crack-smoking bigot.
I don't know if people really like rooting behind the bigots.
Apparently in D.C. they do. 91% he won election.
Maybe Rob Ford has done himself in too much. Like, he can't be redeemed, but I don't know. I think that people are sort of, that appeals to them. They like the idea of someone having vices and having to overcome those.
Well, we will let you know as more develops with the Rob Ford case here on Free Talk Live. I'm just fascinated by this case. I find it absolutely amazing. And I'm really hoping that the video comes out. I hope somebody at the police department leaks this.
I think it's great that we live in a time when video of something like this could be available. This wouldn't have happened maybe 50 years ago.
Talk about a game changer.
Yeah, I mean, the technology has really made it possible that these Somali pirates or whoever the hell they were
and the
able
reason,
to get some video of this guy and share it with the internet.
The reason why that Ford, who they say he looks directly at the cameraman in this video, probably the reason why he didn't make the conclusion that a video was being recorded was because it was a cell phone, so it could have looked like the guy was just, you know, texting or something like that, when in point of fact he was actually recording. Whereas if the guy was holding a video camera, it might have ended up differently.
Wow.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, don't forget, Derek J. is over at peacenewsnow.com, Ali at alpshow.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And if you can make it to Keene tomorrow, come to the Keenevention. Go to keenevention.info. We'll see you there.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri, and when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili, and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast, even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up. Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILINGthem.com.